RTE Radio 1 Sport with the all-new Kia Sportage, built for endless inspiration. For more, log on to kia.com.
It's 25 to 9 and Des is back with us with the sport.
Yeah, we're going to start with last night's football, and Jose Mourinho has done it again. He's won Roma's first ever major European trophy. They beat the Dutch side Feyenoord in the inaugural Europa Conference League final in Toronto. It's Mourinho's first season in charge of the Italians, and it ended with the trophy after Nicolò Zaniolo scored the only goal of the game for a 1-0 victory. Mourinho has previously won the Champions League, the Europa League and the UEFA Cup, and he's now the first manager to win all of UEFA's major European trophies. It's quite a boast. The Liverpool striker Mo Salah has confirmed he will be at Anfield next season for sure, but would not be drawn over whether he will sign a new contract. His deal ends in June 2023, leading to speculation he could be sold if he doesn't sign a new contract, because he would leave on a free transfer in a year's time and Liverpool would receive no money. But when asked about it ahead of Saturday's Champions League final, he said, "I don't want to talk about it now. I don't want to be selfish. I'm staying next season for sure." The former Manchester City captain Vincent Kompany is expected to be named as the new manager of relegated Burnley. Yesterday, Kompany left his role in Belgium as the Anderlecht head coach. He has been strongly linked with Burnley for a number of weeks, with the interest apparently not dimming, despite Burnley suffering relegation from the Premier League after their defeat to Newcastle on Sunday. Kompany guided Anderlecht to third place in the Belgian league this season. Now to rugby, and Saturday's Champions Cup final will be just the second meeting between Leinster and La Rochelle, with the French side having won their semi-final encounter last season. It'll be Leinster's sixth appearance in a Heineken Champions Cup final. They've won four of their previous five finals, and that would equal the record of five titles held by Toulouse should Leinster win in Marseille. Well, prop Andrew Porter says Leinster have learned from last year's semi-final defeat against the same opposition, and he recalls the build-up to their previous win in Bilbao in 2018.
One of the biggest things I remember from that week in training especially was Issa Nsewa. He was saying, like, we know exactly who we're playing, but when it comes down to it, all that matters is what we can do best and focus on ourselves, really, and what we can bring, and how we can make each other feel when we're out there, when you're blowing, like you said, in the 71st minute, and you need that extra bit of energy. That's, I think, something that we've been really good at in terms of each player being able to kind of pick each other up and play for each other and give each other that extra 5% here and there, like when it's really needed on the day. So we've obviously done our homework now on our opposition, but it's something we're really kind of focused on ourselves and coming into this week and what we can do and what we do best as well.
You know, if somebody gave me a sheet of paper and had La Rochelle written on one side of it and asked me to write down a word next to their name that sort of summed them up, I mean, in my head, physicality certainly would be one of them. I mean, their forwards are enormous, and you really don't want to get into... Well, it's probably better that you don't get into an arm wrestle with them, given the quality they have on the pitch and off the bench, if needed.
That's something we really look to try and negate, like especially with our style of play. I think we've really developed this season, and our pace of play, and I think is something we pride ourselves on. So it's about playing smart as well, like with a team who prides himself on physicality and trying to slow the ball down and things like that. So it's really about playing smart. And hey, look, we have some of the smartest players and most talented players in the world on this panel. So like I said, we're really focusing on ourselves, but also looking at how we can maybe exploit La Rochelle this week and learn from our mistakes that we made last season.
That's Andrew Porter, and we'll have the game live on Saturday Sport. Now in boxing, welterweight Eugene McKeever and heavyweight Jack Marley are the latest Irish boxers in action at the European Championships today. Yesterday, three of our four boxers won. Sean Murray, JP McHale and Gabriel Dawson all moved to within one win of a medal. No luck though for team captain Andrew Heshin, who was beaten in the featherweight division. In tennis, the British number one Emma Raducanu was unable to capitalise on a one-set lead as her French Open debut ended with a defeat in the second round. She lost 3-6, 6-1, 6-1 to Alexandra Sosnovich of Belarus. The US Open champion Raducanu has lost in the second round in her two Grand Slams since the win in New York last year. In golf, Rory McIlroy has confirmed he will not be playing in the Irish Open. He says he will play for the next 4 weeks. then 2 weeks out from competitive golf, that's when the Irish Open is on, and then he'll go to play in the JP McManus Pro-Am in Adair before heading to St Andrews for the 150th British Open. Meanwhile, at the LPGA match play event at Shadow Creek, Stephanie Meadow finished all square with Eileen Kim. The other match in her group also ended in a tie. Megan Kahn halved with Andrea Lee. Finally, racing this afternoon is at Limerick, where the first race is off at 4:50.